Chairperson, South Africa congratulates you on your appointment as the 2024 chair of the Group of Government Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapon Systems. Your leadership comes at a critical juncture as we contend with the interaction between emerging military technologies and established international legal norms. This critical moment is further intensified by the shifting geopolitical landscape, which further adds layers of complexity and urgency to our deliberations. Chairperson, South Africa acknowledges the profound importance of addressing the challenges presented by the lethal autonomous weapon systems within the framework of international security and humanitarian law. As a nation committed to peace, human dignity, and the rule of law, we believe it is imperative to confront the ethical, legal, and societal implications of these technologies. In line with the principles established by the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons and our obligations under international humanitarian law, South Africa reaffirms its position that all weapons, including laws, must be subject to effective human control. We assert and reiterate the decision to take a human life must not be delegated to machines. This control is essential to ensure accountability, compliance with IHL, and the protection of civilian populations during armed conflict. As a result, South Africa is of a firm belief that there is a need for development of legally binding instrument that will regulate laws. We believe that such an instrument is necessary to prevent an arms race in autonomous weapons and to ensure that their use is consistent with international legal standards and ethical considerations. We further recognize the complexity of autonomous technologies and their potential to change the nature of warfare. Therefore, we call for a comprehensive approach that includes a clear definition of what constitutes the meaningful human control over laws, provisions to ensure transparency in the development and deployment of laws, machines for international cooperation and verification to prevent an arms race, as well as safeguards to ensure that laws cannot be used in a manner that contravenes IHL and international human rights law. Chairperson, at the 78th United Nations General Assembly First Committee, South Africa supported Resolution L56, which emphasized the urgent need for collective action on issues. We commend the UN Secretary General for his efforts to compile a comprehensive report reflecting the diverse views of member states and observer structures on laws. South Africa maintains that there should be a collective action aimed at ensuring that technology serves humanity's best interest, not its destruction. South Africa stands ready to work with all member states to forge a consensus on this pressing issue and to strive towards a future where peace and human security are enhanced by technology and not threatened by it. I thank you.